Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The president wants Joe Biden to take a drug test. He's gonna get whooped on Tuesday. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I almost got myself beeped right there. That's gonna be hilarious. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news while working from home, tooling around the garage, homeschooling the kids, whatever. Just tell Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. With us now is Zoe Newton. She is a former member of the Kansas Board of Regents from 2014 to 2018. She was board chair in 2016. She also previously served as vice president and general counsel of the Hartman Companies here in Wichita from 2009 to 2013. She currently serves as county counselor for Chautauqua County. She joins us now to share her story of going through socialism in Jamaica in the 70s and early 80s. Zoe, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me, John.
Well, absolutely. It's my pleasure. You are, without a doubt, my favorite candidate that should be a judge who wasn't. So just for the record. But let me get right to this, because you've got a compelling story. I'm blessed to know you personally and know this story. But just so, you know, my listeners get a feel of it, Jamaica was of a very safe, different country when you were a child, right?
Absolutely. It was very safe. The police officers didn't even carry guns. They carried batons. You could walk anywhere day or night, and it was quite prosperous as well. People had an opportunity to do well for themselves if they would work hard.
And then the dream of socialism arrived, right? And everything got better at that point, right?
Oh, my word. Overnight, it seemed like we were just Cubans everywhere, advisors. They advised us on everything, agriculture, building, because clearly we were clueless. And they started sending our young men over to Cuba for training. It was supposed to be in the trades, but it was a lie. They indoctrinated them into communism and taught them asymmetrical warfare, which is guerrilla warfare, to come back and kill their own people.
Mm. Well, and from what I, you know, you and I've talked a little bit, but you saw the typical things that you see with socialism that people who preach, you know, like AOC and Bernie Sanders and even Joe Biden now has gotten on board with this, that, you know, they talk of all the socialism looks great on paper, but you saw things in Jamaica like food being rationed and people who are now all of a sudden afraid to say anything. Right? I mean, that's what it came down to after they started getting in power, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's so upsetting to see many of the same things that I noticed in Jamaica happening in America, the land of the free. I went to Walmart a few, well, it's still, I buy online now, you can only get three steaks. You know, we still have the same amount of cattle. They're still cattling. Eggs are still being laid. I can only get one thing of eggs. And it's the same thing that happened in Jamaica, where you know, and people just, it corrupts you, because people would go to one place and get the ration and then go to the other place and get the ration because it just wasn't enough food.
Well, and it happened very quickly. I mean, it wasn't like this was something that took years. When the socialists kind of took over, it was a pretty quick time that the government kind of transitioned to this. You had the food rationing. You also have in the times that we have talked, it crept its way into all aspects of life in Jamaica, didn't it?
Yes, it did. You couldn't speak freely, or else, you know, you could be imprisoned, killed. And you're right. It crept into every area of life, just slowly but surely.
We're talking with Zoe Newton, who grew up in Jamaica in the 70s and 80s as they were going through socialism. One of the things that I found interesting as I was looking and reading about your story is, another thing that Jamaican government did was declare a general amnesty for firearms. That sounds, you know, a heck of a lot similar to what Joe Biden and Beto O'Rourke talk about with their mandatory gun buybacks. I mean, this is, talk about your parallels. That's pretty similar to what they're talking about with gun buybacks, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it was terrifying because, of course, they left us with no way to defend ourselves against their brigadistas, the boys who they sent over for training. And if you were caught with a firearm, you could be imprisoned for life. If you were caught with one round of ammunition, even if you didn't have a gun, even possess one, you could go to prison. And they do this. They did it in Jamaica. They did it in Germany. They do it in Venezuela, Cuba, everywhere, because they know they cannot enforce their will on us unless they disarm it. And that's why America is unique. It is the only country of which I'm aware that recognizes the pre-existing right of the people to keep and bear arms. It doesn't give us that right. That right belongs to us. The Constitution merely acknowledges it and promises not to infringe upon it.
Oh, amen. The socialists also, same thing. Again, these parallels are shocking, but they also pushed an agenda of redistribution of land, redistribution of wealth, essentially, right?
Yeah, that's a very disturbing story for me. Some brigadistas came up to our farm. You have to understand, my dad, he only went to the sixth grade. He was a very smart man, but he just worked hard. And he supported seven of us, sent my mother through university. And he was the largest, probably, seasonal employer in our little area. And these brigadistas, they were our friends and neighbors, employees. We worked shoulder to shoulder with them. And they came up to the farm to tell us that after the election, and that was 1980, and thank God Mr. Reagan had just been elected, so my dad thought things would get better. But they were there to tell us that we were the rich, and that their land, that they would take the land after the election because things weren't fair. And when I hear American politicians saying the same thing, my blood really runs cold.
Well, the old "you're not paying your fair share" analogy that we hear from the left all the time. I mean, Laura Kelly says it a lot, pay their fair share. Democrats, heck, Brandon Whipple has used that line. And that's the same thing they used here to take land in Jamaica.
It's theft. And I'm not rich, but even if someone is rich, I don't understand why you should take their stuff anyway. It's theft.
Well, and, you know, it gives us examples. You see this all the time. New Jersey's Democratic governor literally just implemented a confiscatory tax policy of over 10% on high wage earners. You've got other states. New York is one of them. Governor Kelly, there's state representative John Carmichael for years in the Kansas House has been pushing a high wage earner tax, a rich wealth tax, basically. It's something that he has been pushing for decades. We just have had enough Republican conservatives in the Kansas House to push back on it. But this is something that the rich or the left has been wanting to do for years, tax the rich.
Right. That's where it starts, but it ends with everyone because there's just not enough money in the world.
Well, and to just so that we want to remind my listeners, Jamaica started prior to going socialist. It was a democratic republic, wasn't it? It was a democracy.
Jamaica was a part of the British Commonwealth, and that's why I hope my message is resonating. It has the same basic Judeo-Christian and English common law basis, that our cultures are very similar. And it was, there was respect for private property, individual rights. The only thing different is they didn't have a Second Amendment. That's the only thing that was really, really that different. And if it can happen in a country that's so culturally similar, it could happen here. And that's why I feel a little odd, and it's very humbling people want to hear from me, but that's really why I'm speaking out, because there's just too many similarities that I see.
Well, I think you're right. I think Democrats use this very similar language today that you hear in the United States. I mean, if you look at BLM and the Green New Deal, Antifa, so much of this and is rooted in Marxism, in some of the same socialist ideology. And it's so easy for folks to get wrapped up in it, because it suckers you in with promises that they can never deliver on. And they'll never, they know they can't deliver on it. That's not the point. The point is to get you hooked, and then it's too late. It's a fascinating story, Zoe. Thank you for sharing it with us. You're involved with the Trump pop-up tours, I know, but you have to stay involved in the political process, okay? Like I said, I've always felt you'd make one heck of a judge. Don't stay on the sidelines too long, okay? At some point, you got to run for something. We're going to have to make you run for governor or something, all right? Or attorney general. When Schmidt runs for governor, you got to run for attorney general or something, okay?
Oh, my. Well, we'll see. Thank you, though. That's very, very kind of you, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, Zoe. I appreciate you joining us. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Are you concerned about the threat of socialism? Am I just, you know, needing a tinfoil hat? Is this something that maybe I'm overreacting? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe socialism is great. Kumbaya. Everything's going to be fine. It's going to come up, you know, daisies and rainbows and puppy dogs and unicorns. Is it as big a deal as some feel it is, or am I overreacting? Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.